Today you can connect many types of objects. It can be a parking spot, a medicine dispenser, all sorts of everyday objects that can now be connected so that you can get new information that you didn't have access to before.
Thomas Nichols works with Sigfox, a low bandwidth network that covers France, Spain, and the Netherlands. He says bandwidth is the issue with connected objects. High bandwidth, which phone networks use, require a lot of energy. Think of just how much you have to charge a smartphone compared to a regular phone. And it's expensive. With its low bandwidth network, Sigfox says it's bringing connectivity to the masses.
So what we're doing is we're democratizing it?
Democratizing connectivity. But what for? Well, Nichols talks about connected objects as giving a sixth sense.
A new intelligence that allows us to know what's going on anywhere in the world.
Sounds futuristic? Well, the future is already here, and it's evolving fast. This has been dubbed the Internet of Things. At the most basic level, it's connecting your home.
My plug is a smart plug you can remotely control by SMS.
That's Delphine Lebon, who markets My Plug, a device produced by the French telecommunications company Orange. It's a plug with a SIM card in it. You plug it into your wall at home, then plug things into it and communicate with them, turning them on and off, for example.
You can be alerted in case of a power cut. You can add connected object, for example, smoke detector. And you can know the electrical consumption of your devices.
It's this knowledge that interests Thomas Nichols.
It's about the data. So this sixth sense, the data that will allow us to make more intelligent decisions. We're talking about solving problems to improve people's lives.
He insists it's not just gadgets and science fiction. Take parking, for example.
25% to 30% of traffic in a big city anywhere in the world is due to people looking for a vacant parking place.
Imagine if parking spaces were connected, he says. That information can be presented to drivers who can more easily find a vacant spot, which would mean they drive around less, causing less traffic and pollution and frustration. Nichols says even outside of cities, outside of developed countries, even far from electrical grids, connectivity can help. What about putting simple solar-powered transmitting sensors at water sources?
In many countries, people are sent out, have to walk a day or two to get water. Now, if we could provide that sort of information, it could inform people that are far away about whether or not there is water.
There are applications to remotely monitor agriculture, fields, or livestock, but a lot of these connected objects are solving more mundane problems, at least at first. But as 23-year-old Nicolas Baldec discovered, they can have bigger applications. Baldec is an amateur paraglider. Paragliding involves jumping off a mountain with a parachute that you can steer.
You need to know exactly which wind you will fly in.
When he started paragliding, he found the National Weather Service was asking for too much money to access their wind data, so he started making his own weather vanes that he could monitor through the phone networks. But those needed power in the form of relatively big solar panels, which was expensive. With Sigfox and its lower bandwidth network, Baldec managed to make a much smaller version, which he called Pew Pew.
This is a Pew Pew, very cute.
It can fit in your hand. It has an anemometer to measure wind speed and a wind vane to measure where that's coming from. He's putting them on mountains for paragliding, but he says the information can be useful to anyone.
A lot of people are developing connected objects, but most of the time the data is kept by the companies, they sell it. So one big aspect of this product is to say we all need weather. Maybe 25 or 35% of the economy is dependent on weather. Maybe a farmer will need this data. So the listeners tell that everybody can use the data as long as they share their own data. So with this, I will have the largest wind sensor network in France.
The low-bandwidth Sigfox network is headquartered in France, but Thomas Nichols says it has global ambitions. Connected objects are coming fast, he says.
The use of connectivity that we'll see in 5 years, I'm 100% sure that we have no idea today what that actually will be.
No idea, but he says it's sure to be exciting. Sarah Elsis, RFI, Paris.